Nobody else say. He say, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God just a little more praise.
Give God the praise. Yeah. Testimony for the Lord. Go to our first worshiper,
Alliance 4 digits 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. Truly, yes, God is a mighty good God. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning.
Welcome to our next worshiper. Alliance 4 digits 1741. 1741. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason.
Right.
Good morning.
Connected. I'm always connected. Man.
Good morning. Good morning.
Amen. That's the way it goes. Amen. When you try to do it remotely, amen. Sometimes, amen, things don't come through the way they should come through. But we thank God for those that are on the line. That, amen. Some kind of way, amen. We can't hear, so we're going to go on in the name of the Lord anyhow. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. We got to go on in the name of the Lord. You know, the trials of this life, amen, are always trying to, amen, get us, amen, where we're disappointed or where we can't do what we want to do. But that's what happens when you praise the Lord and the Holy Spirit comes in, amen. And you can try, amen, to spread this news, this joy, amen, and hear somebody else's testimony. And for whatever reason, amen, the sound is not going, coming back in. And so we say the hallelujah anyhow, amen. So we're getting ready, amen, to have a word of prayer, amen. And after we have a word of prayer, what we're going to do, amen, is we're going to, amen, go to the word of God, amen. And so I'm going to ask, amen, that we would have a word of prayer from Minister, amen, Jamal Harris, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Before we pray, I just want to set the atmosphere a little bit. So you ain't got to say it out loud. You can say it to yourself or you can say it out loud. But I just want people to start to say Jesus. Because, see, you got to understand that the crooked places are being made straight right now. As you're saying his name. And understand that it's power in the name of Jesus. We got to put that right there. That is delivering power. It's healing power. So whatever you're going through right now, just say Jesus. I dated next time that you're going through something, just say Jesus. Your kids or your loved ones ain't acting right, just say Jesus. Amen. So let's go forth and pray. Thank you, Father God, for life, help, and strength, Father God. We just come to you today just to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for coming through the heart of God, Father God, and sitting down and taking your shoes off, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for right now, Father God, for everything that we have been through. We thank you for all of the trials and the tribulations, Father God. We thank you for the valley. We thank you, Father God, for all the struggle that we've been through in life, Father God, just to make us who we are, Father God. So we just want to say thank you right now, Father God. We ask you to let your anointing fall afresh right now in the name of Jesus right here, Father God. Decrease the preacher, Father God, so you may increase, Father God. Give them a fire word, Father God, that's for your people. We ask you, Father God, just to heal the world, Father God, and to heal the land, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to go out Thailand, Father God, and go see about those people, Father God, that were hurt in the child care center. Where 24 kids died, Father God. We ask you, Father God, just to be where we need you to be, Father God. We're in a dying world, Father God. So when you ask for the boldness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that when the opportunity comes, Father God, that we don't run and hide, Father God, but we stand on your word, Father God, and we do that first. We ask you, Father God, to strengthen our faith, Father God, understanding that things are going on out here in this world, Father God. But you said, Father God, that you would keep us, Father God. You said 10,000 may fall on your left. 10,000 may fall on your right, Father God, but you said that it won't come to our tent, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We ask you to protect all the kids in the world, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to send them a blessing, Father God. We ask you to protect the teacher, Father God. We ask you to protect the schools, Father God. Let your anointing fall a fresh day, Father God, that all evil spirits, Father God, all things that want to be done in evil, Father God, just going to stop in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to bless the government, Father God, and your word it says that, and the government is on his shoulders. So we want to say thank you, Father God, for having the government already on your shoulders, Father God. So we just want to say thank you for healing and delivering and protecting us, Father God, from danger seen and unseen, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for just being you. Thank you for dying on the cross, Father God, and not just dying on the cross, Father God, but on that third day, that you got up with all power in your hand, Father God. We can visit some graves like a Buddha, Father God, and you look at that grave, and he's still down in me. And you go visit Muhammad's grave, Father God. There's some bones down there, but on that third day, Father God, that you got up with all power in your hand, Father God. You got up, Father God, and defeated death in the grave, Father God. So we just want to say, thank you. Have your way in this service right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the adversary. We bind up high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, depression. We bind up all those things, Father God, mental illness. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up fear right now in the name of Jesus. And in your word, Father God, you said whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever is loose on earth is loose in heaven, Father God. So we loosen the healing power of the Holy Spirit, the restoration power, the protection of the Holy Spirit, Father God. Add a boldness to your people, Father God, that we will walk shamelessly, Father God, that when we're declaring your word, Father God, just protect us, Father God, while we're out here, Father God. We just want to say thank you for already answering, Father God. We want to say bless the loved ones, bless our enemies, Father God. Bless the ones that are connected to us, Father God. Bless the ones, Father God, that don't even know that they're connected to us, Father God. Bless the ones, Father God, that are praying for healing, Father God. Bless the ones that are praying for depression to be delivered, Father God. We ask you just to go visit them right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go to the hospital, Father God. Have to know that everything is going to be okay. And Father God, that if you decide to take them from their side, Father God, let them know that you're bringing them from labor to reward, Father God. We want to say thank you for the reward.
Yeah.
Help us. Give us peace in this labor, Father God. Sometimes, Father God, everything is going on around us, Father God. So help us, Father God, that when the room is shaking, Father God, that you give us that peace that you said that are past all human understanding, Father God. We ask you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, for the strength right now, Father God, to carry on, Father God, because it gets hard sometimes, Father God, and we get lonely all the time, Father God, but give us the strength, Father God, to carry on, Father God, that we know, Father God, that it's worth it, Father God, that everything is worth it for our good, the good days and the bad days, and the days where our body is hurting, and the health that is good, Father God, that it is working for those who love the Lord, Father God. So we just want to say, I thank you right now, Father God, for every time that it didn't look right, Father God, because I realize, Father God, that you specialize in the impossibility, Father God. The little things that's going on in our life, Father God, they don't really mean that, the Father God, because when the impossibilities come, Father God, that you're going to show up and show up, Father God, that you're going to show up and change the food, that you're going to show up and protect these kids, God, that you're going to show up and this day's going to be your race, that you're going to show up and the beat that's a pass by a human understanding, when the world can't understand, because they know what we've been through, Father God, but we got this smile on our face, Father God, but you've been, you keep our mind stayed on you, and you give us peace, that's all we need right now, Father God, we don't need no financial blessings, we just need some peace to go on right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask for direction right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to enlarge our territory in the name of Jesus and give us the necessary steps, the necessary tools, that when we don't know what's going on, how to the help high. Some people feel like they ain't got no help from the government. We want to say thank you, because we know where it comes from. We want to say thank you, because of the things that we go through in our lives, Father God. We realize you're making us strong. We cannot leave it blind where we have it gone. And some things we just got to go through in our life because you're thankful, Father God. You're preparing us. Thank you for the heart of God, Father. Continue to show up and show out, Father God. For we need a blessing. We need a healing. We need a deliverance. We need all of these things in the name of Jesus. And we come to your house, Father God, because your word says there were two or three of God in your name, Father God. You're in the mess, Father God. You didn't say it was always going to look pretty, Father God. But these sex there in the pentagon, Father God, they stay their mind on you, Father God, and three of them together, Father God, because you said in your word that you were going to be there, and you was.
Yeah, yeah.
We just thank you. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah to your name. So we ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, everybody say, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
This is our next call from the Jewish of
Alabama. Hey, God. Where's the prayer? The top declares the prayers of the righteous. And make the touch. With him, and for him. God has truly blessed us, amen, because he continues to answer our prayer, amen. And I don't know about you, amen, but I thank God, amen, and hope we're still praying.
Amen.
I said, hope we're still praying.
Amen.
There's something that the enemy can't stop, amen. He can't stop, amen, the blessings from God through prayer, amen.
It's trying to
distract me, amen. But I'm reminded in the Bible that Jesus got away to pray, amen. When it came down to the final days, the final hours on this earth, amen. He said he prayed till the sweat came down like drops of blood, amen. And that prayer got him through, amen. So everybody else was asleep. Oh, Lord have mercy. Look at it. You couldn't just pray for 1 hour. But he went back and he prayed again. And he prayed again. And after the third time he prayed, he said, oh my God, amen. And went on and finished his assignment from God, amen. So again, we thank God for prayer, amen.
Amen.
We want to look for a couple of verses in the book of Genesis this morning. And we want to go to the last chapter of the book of Revelation. So we want to look at the first chapter, the first book of the Bible, and the last book of the Bible. Amen. And the great thing saying today, amen, that Jesus went to Calvary to save the rest like you and me. Amen. He said he stretched it wide and hung his head. He died, but then the songwriter said, but that's not how the story is. Is that all right? That's not how the story is. Look at somebody and say, that's not how the story is. Amen. Because in 3 days, amen. See, on the first day, he probably had his hand on the hip, talking about, see, I told you. On the second day, amen, they was rolling their eyes and saying, you still waiting on that Jesus? Amen. But on the third day, the record that came, that he got up early on Sunday morning. Come on. And he had what? All power in his faith. And that he has defeated death, what? And the grave. See, when we look at the book of Genesis and we look at the story of Adam and Eve, it reminds me a lot of times when we listen to the radio or look at different social media, and cable TV, regular TV, or whatever way you get your news. It's always something talking about breaking news. I've got to listen. If you go home today, there's going to be some breaking news about something that's happened around the world. Amen? But the biggest breaking news in the book of Genesis was that Adam and Eve, amen, fell for the hook. So if you were, you were looking at Fox News, or you were looking at CNN, or if you were looking at MSNBC, or ABC, or NBC, or CBS, amen, there's a little on the bottom, amen, the news breaking today. Adam and Eve, amen, fell what? For the okey-doke. Amen. And the whole world, amen, was cursed because of what? Adam and Eve, what? Fell what? For the okey-doke. And Satan, amen, Lucifer, amen, the enemy of God, amen, had deceived him into believing, amen, that God was a lie. I say he's still telling that same lie. Amen? Knowing that God said in his word that if Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil that he told them not to, they would what? Surely what? Die. That's what he said, right? Let's look at the word. Let's look at the word Genesis, the second chapter. And want to look at how this thing started, amen. Has anybody ever looked at a rose or saw a rose bush, amen, out in the wild or nature and saw that if you went to reach for that rose bush and if you weren't careful, it had a thorn on it. Anybody ever got plucked by a thorn on a rose bush? That's over her. And you say, how can something so beautiful and so fragrant, amen, to the eye, so soft and so beautiful, amen, and bloom and bring such beauty, amen, how can it be so dangerous to be able to cut and prick your hand so you bleed and cause so much pain? It's because the breaking news that happened in the book of Genesis. Whatever. Anybody ever got cussed out at your feelings? Anybody ever lied to you and told you was a no good so-and-so? Yeah. Anybody ever did some stuff to you, amen, that you said, why in the world, what did I deserve to do this? Anybody ever went to bed with tears running down your eyes? Breaking news, amen. All of this happened, amen, because Adam and Eve, come on now, amen, fell what? For the okey-doke. So if we look back in the book of Genesis, God did some stuff. He did some awesome stuff in 6 days. Amen. And the record says in Genesis 1 verse 31, it says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was what? Very good. And the evening and the morning were the what? 6 days. So God made everything in what? 6 days. And he didn't look back at it and say it was good. But what he did, he looked back and said, verse 8, he said, it was what? Very good. Look at somebody say that everything that God makes, what? Is what? Very good. Somebody said, the Lord is good. You have to say, wait a minute. Not only is he good, but he's what? Very good. And the reason I can say that is because God said it was himself. So he says, okay, in verse chapter 2, verse 1, he says, thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the what? Seventh day from all his work which he had made. In other words, God said, I did all I was going to do in 7 days, and on the seventh day, I'm going to rest, amen, and enjoy, amen, my work. Verse 3, it says, and God left the seventh day and sanctified it, because that if he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Lord have mercy. See, we done got away from that. Lord have mercy. Can I go old school for a little while? Grandmama and them, amen, they didn't do no work on Sunday. Amen. They prepared a whole lot of the food on stand to eat. Come on, man. Some of y'all don't know about it. Man. And when they got home from church on Sunday, all they did was, amen, warm it up. Amen.
because on Sunday morning they was what? In church, amen.
Yeah.
And they went to Sunday school. Come on now, amen. They went to BTU. They was in the Baptist Training Union, amen. And they went to the service. It was the early service. They went to the what? The early service. It was a evening service. They went to the what? Evening service. And if they needed some food at the church, they bought the food from. Anybody ever had some food from home? Somebody's church. I remember there was a whole bunch of Baptist churches, amen, when we had evening service, you be in the early service, you could smell it coming through the floor. Somebody ought to say amen. 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 And some of them women and some of them men could cook, Lord have mercy. Amen. And by the time the evening service came, you were fighting the itis, amen, because y'all know itis, amen. You were fighting the itis, amen, because you ate so well, amen. When them old deacons get up there and say one of them long prayers, amen, and the eyes are setting in on you, amen, and he get one of them invented long prayers, and next thing you know, your head and your drool start coming down, and you wake up, amen. So I need another piece of that cake, Lord have mercy. But they rested on the seventh day, and this is what would get it tells that God loves man. Look at somebody say, God loves you. Look at somebody say, God loves you. The psalmist in Psalm, I believe it's Psalm 8, and we're going to go back to this. In Psalm 8, the psalmist asked the question, what is man? That God is mindful and God loves him so much. Look at somebody like that. Who are you that God loves you so much? Who are you? God loves you, amen. And it ain't no fake love. It's some showed up love. And he starts off, bro, preacher, he starts off and says, oh, Lord, how, oh, my God, Lord, how excellent, but is thy name in all the earth who accept the glory above the heavens. God, you are way up in heaven, and what is it about this man that you created that you love him so much? In verse 2, it says, out of the mouth of babes and suckling hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, and thou mightest steal the enemies and their vision. In other words, God, you kick butt everywhere you go. Look at somebody say, God, kick butt everywhere you go. That's a serious flag. He kicked behind everywhere he goes. And then in verse 3 says, when I consider the heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. In verse 4, verse 8, he says, what is man that thou art mindful of him and the son of man that thou visitest? Now, who are these people that you love so much? The whole universe is like, who is this man that God loves? Who is this fella that he created from the dust of the earth that you are so concerned about? And it says in verse 5, it says, thou hast made him what? A little lower than the angels. And hast crowned him with glory and honor. And not only did you do that, God, but in verse 6, it says, thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. What is it about God that he loves you and I so much? Gave you dominion over everything. Gave you dominion over everything that he made. And to put it under his feet. What is that? And he goes on to say, all sheep and oxen and beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish in the sea, and whatever passes through the paths of the sea. And then he ends it with the same thing. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. In other words, he said, I can't figure it out. But Lord, you bad, and you care about this crazy cat called man. Lord have mercy. Call man. I don't care how bad you are, how terrible you've done, you're still made in God's image and his likeness. Lord have mercy. You say, what? And that's why God wants us to love each other in spite of each other, because we are all made in the image, what, of God. Somebody said, Pastor, he's lying. Preacher, he's lying. Somebody look at Genesis. Go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. And I want to see if I'm lying, all right? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, and God said, right? It didn't say Kate Bob said. It said, and God said, let us make man in what? Our image, right? After what? Our likeness, right? And let him have what? Dominion, what? Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God made man in his own image, in the image of God, created him male and female. Right? So God has given this person called man everything he needs. Look at somebody say, God has given you everything you need. God has prepared for everything you need. He's prepared your life for everything you need. So how is it that man fell for the okey-doke? Look at Genesis, second chapter, where we left off. And this is where he created the man. In chapter 2, verse 4, he said, these are the generations of the heaven and the earth. When they were created in the day of the Lord, made the earth and the heavens. And every plant of the field, it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, and the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. So God needed this fellow. Look at somebody say, God still needs you. Oh, my goodness. Say, God still needs you. Amen? That's what it said, right? Somebody say, God don't need none of us. Anybody ever heard somebody say that? God don't need us. Look at verse 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb on the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was what? Not a man, what? To till the ground. In other words, God needed someone to take care of his dominion.
Come on. Come on.
That's not saying that God don't need us, right? See, you tell a lot of people that God don't need you, God don't need us, and people say, forget it, God's going to do it all. I'm not going to do nothing. No, God needs you to carry out your assignment, and the assignment for God, for us, is to take care of his plan. Because he has given us dominion over the planet. So here we go. In verse 6, it says, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground, and the Lord formed man, what? Of the dust of the ground, and what? Breathed into his nostrils the what? Breath of life, and man became what? A living soul. God said, there you go, there he is. Amen? Man became a living soul. And the thing that really is awesome about God, amen, is that God, amen, not only knows that he needed to make a man, amen, but he needed a woman, amen, to help the man out. Y'all got quiet on me, amen. God called the woman, God called her to help me. I'm going to walk over here to this window over here. God called the woman to be the what? To help me. Have I got a witness? Y'all see the back of the line again, amen? Because he knew that the man couldn't handle it, what? By himself. In other words, the woman needed the man, and the man needed what? The woman. I heard James Brown say, this is a man, right? But it would not be nothing. Right? Without a woman, but a little girl. Isn't that right? And see, God understood that there needed to be a relationship, amen, for the man and the woman to work together to take care of the earth that God had created. Y'all hear me out, man. But look what he said. Look what he said. This is how he did it. This is what God did. In verse 8, he said, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Right? In other words, I'm going to get the man on board, and I'm going to get him situated in the garden. And then the man going to realize, amen, that he needs some what? Help, amen. And I'm going to give him some help, amen. And I want the man, amen, to understand, amen, that he should be the one to take the lead because I put him here first. Hold on. And verse 9, it says, and out of the ground may the Lord God grow every tree. Look at these three things right here. Out of the ground may the Lord God to grow every tree, number one, that was what? Pleasant to the sight. And good what? For food. Right? So God said, these are the things I want. I want you to have a tree that's pleasant to the sight and good for food. Amen? And then he goes on to say, and good for food, the tree of life also was in the midst of the garden.
Yeah.
Now here comes the free will. Well, we gonna trust God or not? Adam and Eve was cool. It was cool. Amen. God showed him. Eve wasn't even born yet. He wasn't eating. He didn't come out. He's gonna give you a tree of good that's pleasant to the eyes and good for food. The tree of life. In other words, you got it going on. But here is the caveat. Amen. Where God said you can choose to believe me or follow me and love me or not, or you can choose to go sideways. He says. And the tree of what? Knowledge of what? Good and evil.
Yes,
indeed. That's where the okie dokie is.
Uh-huh.
The okie dokie is God didn't put a computer chip in you and me. But God said, is the tree what? It's pleasant to the eyes. A tree that's good for food. Is the tree of life. It's in the midst of the garden. And over here in the midst of the garden is the tree of knowledge and good and evil. And Adam's talking about, yeah, I got it, Anybody explain something to me? He's talking about, you ain't heard nothing. Yeah, I got it, I got it, And verse 10, it says, and the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from this it parted and became four heads. The name of the first was Pinazon, which encompassed the whole land. Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold that is in the good, there is Bedlam and Onyx. So they were surrounded by water, they were surrounded by gold, they were surrounded by food that was good and things that were, they was in Eden, y'all. With dominion over what? Everything. Right? And then in verse 13, and in the name of the second river was Gihon, the same as in the compass, the whole land of Ethiopia, and the name of the third was Hiddekel, and it was north, the east, and the Syria, and the fourth river, Euphrates, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to what? Dress it and keep it. This is your job. It's to dress and to keep the earth. Amen? To dress, to take care. Now, if you're a man, I'm meddling down, and you have the capability to work, if you are a man, and you have the capability, ladies, listen to me now. If he's a man, and he has the capability to what? Work. Amen. He needs to be what? Work.
Come on now.
He said he should dress it and what? Keep it. In other words, he's supposed to keep it up. Right? Lord commanded the man, saying, I got some room for you, right? Verse 16. And the Lord God, what, commanded the man, saying, see, the woman ain't on the scene yet. Commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest what freely eat, everything that looks good for food, everything that's pleasant to the eye, the tree of life, amen. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil, what? Thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou what eatest there, what? Thou shalt surely die. So he said, look, all this, listen to somebody say, all this, the gold, the rivers, the tree of life, the tree that look good, the tree that tastes good, all it is good, amen. And all of it is yours. You just got to work it, amen. We got a relationship, amen. And the relationship is so good, Adam, that everything that is living in the sea, everything that's flying in the air, everything that's walking on the land, everything that's creeping on the earth, I will bring it to you, and I have so much confidence in you. Amen. And everything that I bring before you, whatever you call it, that's going to be the next.
Come on now.
Look at somebody say they had all the gold. They had all the water. They had all the land. They had all the food. They had all the beauty of the earth. And God said, look, I just need you to do this one thing. And today's vernacular, what God said, look at here, man. Son, I have given you everything you need. And I'm right here with you. Just don't mess with this tree of knowledge, what, of good and evil, because in the day you eat of that tree of knowledge and good and evil, you're going to die. It's sort of like when your parents raise you. They say, look, we're going to provide everything you need. We're going to take good care of you. You can go in the refrigerator, get whatever you want, a nice bed, a nice roof over your head, whatever you need to do. We got you. Right? We got you. But over there on whatever street that is, and everybody had a street, don't go over there because they don't mean you what? No good. Ever got a list? And this is what I like. What I like about God is God gonna let you go up front, amen. And basically, what God is saying, it's easier to stay out of trouble than it is to get out of what trouble. So God told him, look, if you call it the tree of knowledge of good and evil street, don't go over there on the tree of knowledge of good and evil street. Because if you go over there on the street of knowledge of good and evil, you gonna die. Right? But you know what? We got free will. Don't have mercy. Mama say go left, you gonna go what? Right. Daddy say go right, you gonna go what? Left. Right? Your friend told me that was a no good Negro. Amen. You gonna mess with it? Well, anyway. Your boy told me she was a no good so and so. But she got pretty eyes and a Coca-Cola bottle. And you don't go mess with Shawty. Did I say Charlie? Charlie, what? But she looked at good. And she talking it like, yeah. Don't go over there. Don't mess with that. Amen. Because it's easier to stay out of trouble. Look at somebody. It's easier to stay out of trouble than it is to get out of what? Trouble. Come on now. So here it is. Adam and Eve fell off over the oak, you know, this is the breaking news. And God told, he told the man, ladies, look around. So look at somebody, look at the man. I wasn't even around, y'all. So. You're supposed to be taking care of that. Right? The man was supposed to be taking care of that. Right? In verse 18, it says, and the Lord said, it is not good for the man that he should be alone. Mm. Right? So he knew that brother. Look at the brother. Say, God knows. He know what your shortcomings are. He know what your strength and your shortcomings are. Amen? And God said, it's not good that this fellow be alone. If he's alone, he's going to get in a whole lot of trouble. Amen? And it says, I will make him a help what? Meet for him. Right? And so in verse 19, God said, I'm going to take my time and make this woman, amen, play some time with me, amen. Slow it down. So ladies, look at somebody and say, God took his time, he made me. He made my eyes. Hey. He made my hands. Yeah. He made my cheeks. He put beauty in my face. He put beauty in my sleep and my wake. He gave me the time to sleep. Come on now. Huh? And he gave me a beautiful voice. And every time I time I blink my eyes, amen. Say, thank God for the woman that he made to help the man out. Somebody know what I'm talking about, amen. I said, I thank God for the woman. Thank God made, look at ladies, I know that's right, I know that's right, for the man. He took his time. This is what he did while he was making us. He said, and the Lord God on every beast of the field, while he's still making a woman, amen. And the fowl of the air, he's still making the woman. And brought him to Adam, and Adam had time while he's still making the woman, amen. To name and say, whatever you name it, Adam, that's what it's going to be. Why he's still making the woman? Say, Lord, it took his time to make the woman. Took his time to make a woman. Maybe God special. God took his time to make you. Don't let no good joke tell you that you ain't special. Somebody say, I know that's right. Because I'm fine, I'm fine. God took his time.
And then God said, I'm going to give you Adam to make all the cattle and the fowl of the air and the beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not ground to help me for. God said, don't worry about Adam. I got your back. I got a fine woman. Amen. And I'm getting ready to break it. Verse 21, and then the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. See, fellas, too many times we wake and try to find what God tried to bring to us. Too many times, ladies, we get in a hurry, amen, trying to find this fella, amen, that God wants you to be with. God said, you need to sleep. You need to allow me to break the tool, amen? Can I tell my story? In around 1984. Can I tell my story? Y'all don't hear my story. Amen. We was out in Southwest D.C., God had his fine woman in the back there waiting on me. Come on, man. I was so enamored that I took the money. I put a dollar out of my pocket, Lord have mercy, and trying to use a smooth move to call me and wrote the number on the dollar. And we got a million, amen. But going on almost 40 years later, come on now.
Willing to lay down their life for you.
Come on now.
or we just want the cookies in the crate. But if you're willing to lay down his life, if you're willing to sacrifice, the Bible says that man should love his wife like Christ loved the church and gave himself what? Oh, is that what the word says? So in order for him to have the help, he had to understand that this is going to be a sacrificial relationship. And God, I'm willing to sacrifice, take my ring. The problem is, ain't no jokers, too many jokers where they be sacrificial. What in hell? They talk about, nah, you ain't taking my ring, man, but I still want that woman. God said, don't work that way. Okay, I'm going to keep it too long. So what did he do? He said he took the ring and closed it up there. Right? And he made the woman and brought her what? To the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was what? Taken out of me.
Oh, man.
Now this is the part that's going to hit your wig a little bit. Before man even thought about a woman, amen, God had already given him, amen, the ability to be able to sacrifice for the woman. So if you say you can't do it, that's not true. You got a lot of guys talking about, man, I ain't trying to be a man. Woman, too much drama for the woman, man. I ain't trying to do it, man. Nah, I don't know why y'all been burned. Uh-uh, I ain't going to do it. God is already giving you what you need to be able to handle it. Amen? So I say all this to say, in verse 25, it says, and they were both what? Naked. And the man and his wife were what? Not ashamed. So here they are, husband and wife. They got the food that looks good. The food that tastes good. They got the tree of life. They got the garden of Eden. They got, come on now, God in their presence. Amen. They got it going on. Amen. God has provided everything they needed. Well, then they got gold, they got water, they got dominion. What is man and God think? So they had it going on. But they still fail what? For the okie doke. How did they fall for this? How did they fall for the okie doke? You got everything that you need, husband, wine, food, land, shelter, everything that you need. But God has given you that free will. And we got shirts on today. It says we walk by what? Faith and not by sight. So what happened was, look at somebody say, what happened was, Eve, Lord have mercy, got left exposed to the enemy. You say, wait a minute, Brandon, that's not how that story reads. Who did the devil go after in chapter 3? Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the man, no, he said to the what? Woman. Right? Now, the devil all up in your woman's crib. He all up in your woman's crib. Wait a minute. Where? He probably somewhere eating some of that other tree. And what did he say? God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said he shall not eat of it, neither shall he touch it, lest he die. Adam told about the word, right? But where is the man? Where is he? And majority of the churches around this world, where is the man? of y'all had husbands, amen, men, amen. You was going to church and they were staying at home. I don't want to be one. Amen. Where was it? And the servant said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Amen. Because he told it his lie. For God does know that in the day that you eat there, when your eyes shall be open, and you shall be a God knowing good and evil. Here she goes with a hokey though. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food. God already told her, I got some other trees that was good for food. And was pleasant to the eyes. God already said, I got some trees that was good and was pleasant to the eyes. And desired to make one wise. He didn't tell her nothing about that. Because knowledge is good and evil. She took of the fruit and ate it and gave it to her husband. And what did he do? He ate also. They fell what? For the okie doke. Now all the universe got breaking news. Adam and Eve fell what? For the okie doke. Right? We're going to have to leave off right there. We're going to come back with part two. We're going to come back with part two. I want them to marinate and sit in. Breaking news. Adam and Eve fell for what? The okie doke. They had everything. They had everything, but yet the man slept on the serpent. Lord have mercy. He slept on. He all up in your girl. He all up in your girl face. Come on, God lied. That ain't true, man. He you know. If God trying to hold out on you, don't walk by faith. You walk by sight. That tree look good. Your woman look good. She gonna eat it. You gonna eat it too. And he said, because if you don't eat it, you know what she gonna do. She gonna tell you not tonight, baby. Not tonight, baby. Yeah, I said, I ain't trying to go down like that. Go ahead, give me some of that, girl. And he ate it too. See what happens? See what happens? When you don't have faith in what God says, when you don't have faith with what God says, you'll fall for the what? Okie doke. We can see a little bit how this story ends up next week. But I want you to understand, amen, the same tricks that were going on back then are the same tricks that are going on right now. And then, Lord have mercy. Same responsibility that we had back then is the same responsibility we have what? Right now. In other words, we should be willing to lay down our lives, amen, for our wives. It got quiet. I'm going to go to one more scripture. And I'm going to leave us alone, amen. Go to one more scripture, I'm going to leave us alone. Because the man has got this thing twisted too many times. Look at somebody say he got it twisted. He thinks the woman's supposed to take care of him. Is that right? He got it twisted. Amen. She's supposed to die for him. Amen? But that's not how the story's supposed to go. And when you understand that, amen, then you have a different thing about how you're going to treat, amen, your wife, amen. And we have to be careful, amen, not to get in a situation, amen, where we are doing things that are different than what the Word of God said, amen. So let's look at, I believe it's in Ephesians, amen. We're going to stop right there, and we're going to pick this up next week, and we're going to see what the man is supposed to be doing. Amen? How he loved the church, and he's supposed to give himself for his wife. Amen? And when you see that, you begin to start saying, oh, that's why the jokers don't want to be committed. Did I say that out loud? That's why the jokers don't want to be what? Committed. Amen. It's because, amen, it's going to cost them, amen, to be what? Committed. Amen. I can't seem to
come to that scripture right now, so we're going to leave it there, and we're going to pick that up on next week. Amen? Amen. Is that all right? So the title of the sermon, amen, breaking news. Somebody say breaking news. Adam and Eve fell, what? What do you know? Amen? But Jesus came and died, amen, to deliver them from the curse. Deliver them from the curse. All right, let us stand. Let us stand. That is some crazy stuff, amen. Some crazy stuff. You have everything, everything. And Satan come in with a lie, and then you lose it all. See, Satan come in with a lie, and you end up dying, right? Right? God told you, don't go down that street. And you went down there anyway. All right. There might be someone here today. He doesn't know Jesus in the free part of this thing. And like we said earlier, God didn't put a computer chip in us, but he wants us to, by faith, to receive him as Lord and Savior of his life, of our lives. But we have to understand, amen, we got to make that choice. God's not going to make it for us. And so if you don't have that relationship with God, make that choice.
Take a bite of our own line, folks. Amen.
Thank you.